you can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. I think we're just full of analogies today, aren't we?
Something like that.
Yeah. Before we get too full of anything else, let's see if we can help Jack with his question.
Jack is, where is he at? Line two, here's Jack.
Jack, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi. I just want to say I love your show.
Thank you.
We kind of enjoy ourselves, so thanks for listening.
Well, I enjoy you guys too, so.
You're having a printing issue of some sort?
Yeah, see, I kind of work off my computer, and I just built the thing.
So
it's got all the bells and whistles.
All right.
But I'm using an old printer, an old HP 932.
That plugs in through what? Which interface?
Serial.
Serial?
Probably parallel.
Parallel.
Parallel. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, serial, man, you are old. That's like before old school.
Do you have to like pull a ripcord to get the printer going, or how does that work?
I got a Kickstarter one.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a new machine, a new operating system, and an old printer.
Yeah, and the problem I'm having is after I download my work for the next day, I work for this, doing phone work, and I go to, it's all PDF format.
Okay.
I highlight like all 30 jobs or so.
Yes.
And I right-click and I go to print.
Yes.
And it starts printing them, but the problem is it doesn't give an error message or anything like that. It just doesn't print them all. And
okay, Jack, let me ask you. You said you built a computer. Is this a recent build?
It's about a month old.
Okay, now what did you do to tell the printer or the computer what kind of printer you had? Did you download the driver from the manufacturer's website? Or did you use a disk that you had?
Actually, when I hooked it up, it was all set and go.
Okay, go to the manufacturer's website and download the latest version of the driver. That's the first thing you want to do.
Okay.
Remove what you have out of there. Go to the website, HP, Epson, whatever it is. Find the printer driver for your version of Windows. Download and install it first and see if that fixes the problem. That's usually 99 times out of 100, that's going to fix the problem.
Now, if I just highlight like 14 jobs.
Tell you what, I'm going to toss you on hold. We're going to ask a couple more questions during the break because we got to take a quick one. And when we come back, more your calls, your questions right on the other side of the news.